Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast, a place where we put our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world today so we can better pray for and equip the next generation. Our focus will always be revival and spiritual awakening in our children, our schools, and our motherhood. We're so glad you're here with us. Let's get started. Hi, friends. We're so glad you joined us for episode 51 of the Moms in Prayer podcast. I'm your host, Lee Nienheis. When you're busy doing the work of praying for your school and your family, it's easy to forget that Moms in Prayer is in all 50 U.S. states and 146 countries around the world. Today on the podcast, we have the incredible opportunity to hear from Central American Director of Moms in Prayer, Deanna DeFowler. I had the opportunity to meet Deanna when she was here in the United States for training last year. I found her to be so warm and engaging. At this point in my Moms in Prayer journey, I have met many, many of the leaders from around the world and find them all to be passionate, gifted, and deep women of God. You're about to hear Deanna's story of how she not only joined Moms in Prayer, but how God has moved her as she has trusted Him into deeper levels of leadership. Could God be calling you to serve Moms in Prayer in a deeper way as well? Are you so burdened for the nations of the world? If any of these things are true, then why don't you head over to Moms in Prayer's website at momsinprayer.org to learn more about our global ministry. In the meantime, let's welcome Deanna to the podcast. Deanna, welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast.
Thank you. Thank you, Lee, for inviting me.
I'm so glad to have you here, friend. Can you introduce yourself to our audience?
Sure. My name is Deanna Fowler. I am married for 36 years. I have two children, Walter and Keisha. Walter is 34. Keisha is 31. I have two grandbabies, girls.
And where do you live?
I live in Panama City in Central America.
Oh, that's wonderful. Deanna, tell me how you came to be involved in Moms in Prayer.
Well, about 14 years ago, I was working at a Christian school, and the principal of that school came in one day and he told us all that were sitting there in a meeting that he has been praying for someone to pray for with the moms and pray for the school. He told us that he had a material that could use for that. So he just came up to me and say, Sister Fowler, that is you. You are going to be the one that's going to be praying for the moms and the school.
What did you think when he gave you that material?
Well, really, I look at the booklet and I said, well, Lord, if he had been praying and you put this in his heart, well, I'm going to read it and I'm going to try to do the best I can. I had never heard about Moms in Prayer before, but that day changed my life and it changed the life of so many women in Panama that get to know that there is a way to pray with purpose and focus. It really transformed my understanding of being a Christian and being a mom who can reach out with better tools to teach their children to love God.
And so you started a group. How did you grow into leadership?
Well, I read the booklet and then I told the principal of the school that we could call the moms of the school for a meeting. I grasped the idea of what Moms in Prayer was all about through the booklet. So I understood it was four steps of prayer. I understood that we use the scripture. So we called the moms about 3 weeks after, and we started a group at that school praying with them. And I told them I were new in it also, that we was going to learn together. And since that day, their 14 years this year, we've been praying in that school for the school and for the children.
It's wonderful. And so how did you come into leadership for Panama?
Well, after about 5 years, I believe, praying in the school, I was always in touch with Olga de Tamacas, who was the Central America director at that time. And she always write me and I keep giving her the updates of what was happening at the school. But not only at the school, but throughout Panama, because the principal of the school I work at begun to have meetings with different pastors, different school principals for me to present the ministry. So after 5 years, she told me that they were considering me to be a country coordinator for Panama. And it was amazing. I saw it like an opportunity to serve my country and the moms in my country, calling them to prayer.
And so how long were you the country coordinator of Panama?
For about 12 years.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Incredible.
It is.
Right.
From a booklet to praying with moms in a school to lead a country, it was something I have never even thought about. But when God has plans, He knows how to let them come true. And this was something the Lord has planned.
So well said. So well said. So now, what is your role, Deanna? What do you do now?
Well, right now, I am the director for Central America. Another appointment the Lord had for me, and I didn't even dream about it, but it's so amazing to be in contact with 7 countries and their leaders and encourage them to pray and to call the moms of their country to pray for their children in school. It's so encouraging to know that I can serve the Lord serving moms. It's wonderful.
What 7 countries are involved in your area in Central America?
Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Honduras, El Salvador, Belize, Guatemala, Panama. 7 countries that I have the opportunity to lead and to have contact with the country's coordinators.
What a huge responsibility. What Yes. are some of the unique needs that Central American countries have that maybe America doesn't have?
Well, I will say that one of the unique, our language, we all speak Spanish throughout Central America. Also, we have the same heart for our children. And when we call moms to pray, moms in the different country are really suffering because of the different time their children is living. Countries are being repressed by the government, and some are living violence. And it's very hard for some moms to have faith and to, you know, encourage their children looking towards a future with the difficulties that are taking place in their country. But moms in prayer come and offer them an hope.
I would assume that moms' hearts are the same, though. What kinds of similarities are there in Central American moms and North American moms?
The similarity will be love, will be a vision for their children of the future, for them to be better persons, for them to have an education, maybe for them to have opportunities that sometimes seems so far away in Central America compared with the United States, a university education, a better home. Just the idea of understanding that their children can have a better future. Sometimes it's difficult for them to realize that it is possible.
For God to change their circumstances, right?
Yes. So when God comes in their lives and they've begun to pray for their children, they gain a hope, not based on what is happening around them or in their country, but their eyes is turned to look upon the Lord that makes and creates circumstances for their children to hope for a better future. And we have so many testimonies of moms that have been praying for their children and they gain scholarship, they go out of their country and study in different universities, and they have the opportunity to see that prayer really change their circumstances and project it to a future with hope.
Have you seen moms in prayer groups help impact communities as well?
Sure. I have a testimony of a community that the children hardly reached the 3rd grade. The school was having so many internal problems that they wasn't focusing on the education. But a group of mom in prayer began to pray for that school so with so much love and with a vision and based on the scriptures that today that school had changed totally. Now so many moms want to put their children in that school, a school that no one wanted to go to. And only the power unchanging God could do something like that. It's a school that there wasn't even, you know, like when they had different competitions in the community, they didn't even look at that school to be one that could take part of. But today, the story of the school have changed.
Oh, praise the Lord. Deanna, as you look at the countries that you represent, is there one country that needs extra prayer right now?
I will say Belize, because I'll have to say it this way. Christian leaders sometimes look at moms in prayer as a menace, is that would be the word, like a challenge for their congregation, and they don't understand the value of when a mom come together with another mom and pray for their children in school. And sometimes the Christian leaders in that country don't grasp the value of what God can do through a life of a mom that get together and pray with another mom. And they look at the ministry like if it was a menace to their leadership.
So we would begin praying that God would help churches and leaders to see the benefit that having moms in prayer in churches and schools can be to the churches.
Yes, totally. That's my prayer. And if I would encourage anyone to pray for a country in Central America, I will ask them to pray desperately for the need of Belize, because not only they need to have the freedom to pray for their children in school, but also they need for God to intervene in the country. The needs, the economic need, the level of education needs to rise in that country. And sometimes when our mentality is closed, the opportunity of growing of the young generation is limited.
Deanna, this is a huge job that you have. Why do you stay in Moms in Prayer? Why have you been so faithful to stay in leadership?
After about 14 years of being in Moms in Prayer, I have learned to know an unchanging God. One of the reason that why I am still, and I believe I will be forever until God call me, is that I get to know and learn about the unchanging God, that his promises are firm, are truthful. And even though all of my prayers haven't been answered, I have received so many prayers upon my children. One day my son had a car accident, a very terrible car accident, and he did not even receive a scratch. Only God. And that day I had prayed for him and his car was totally lost, but he was kept in that car. And so many testimonies of how the Lord kept my children through all their teenage growing up. Now they are adults, but I have seen the hand of God upon them, and I have seen the hand of God and the answer to prayers to so many moms in Panama, in Central America. And it's amazing to know that when we pray the right way to get together based on the scriptures, the Lord is listening. And that's what kept me just calling moms to pray, because I know what it is. I have lived it. I am continue living it, seeing answers. The Lord has changed my way of knowing him, loving others. So there's so many benefits throughout being part of this ministry that I wouldn't give up for nothing in the world.
I feel the exact same way. Deanna, what are you most excited about Awaken Hope and the event that we have coming in October?
Well, I am excited because I will be able to see moms from so many different countries. moms that are going to come together to worship and celebrate the 35th anniversary of this ministry. I believe that when the Lord called Fern Nichols so many years ago, he had in mind so many countries, so many women, so many moms. She had a feeling and a passion in her heart for her children. But that day when he had answered her prayer, he was thinking in Panama, in Costa Rica, in Africa, in Indonesia. He called her, but he was calling all of us through her. And I'm so excited to know that we're going to meet, we're going to hug, we're going to have one thing in common, our children. And to know that God have answered so many questions, testimonies through Moms in Prayer. So it's going to be a great celebration. And we got to be encouraged. We got to be lifted up. So I'm very excited. And the Lord spare all of us life to be there and celebrate together what he have done.
Well, I'm crying, friend, because I think that that's incredible. When we were in Dallas at the 30th anniversary celebration, it was a powerful time of prayer. And the part that affected me the most was when the nations walked in, because you're exactly right.
Yes.
God called a whole bunch of countries when he called for Nichols, and we're so grateful. Maybe you can issue our last challenge. Why is it important to spend time with other Moms in Prayer moms? Why try to make it to these kinds of events?
Because we need to grow in hope. We need to grow in faith. We need to be stimulated by other moms that they have advanced along the way with their children and now with their grandchildren. And when we get together in an event like this, we can learn so much. We can say that we can see God acting. One of the things that really rests upon my heart in the 38th anniversary in Dallas is that when we walk through the different hallway, I could always see moms sitting in a corner praying for one another. It wasn't even the main event, but we get to learn to pray and to listen to one another. And I could not see women just talking. They were praying for one another in the lobby, in the entrance, in the lunchroom. And that is so amazing to come to a prayer ministry that really pray.
Yeah. We don't just talk about prayer. We're busy doing the thing, aren't we?
Yeah. And when I came back to Panama, I brought that on my heart. And I say, anytime anyone tell me, Deanna, I need to share this with you, I'm going to say, okay, but we're going to pray right now for this situation, because it's a prayer ministry and we lift up one another in prayer. So I can tell anyone out there that listening to that, make the effort to come out to the 35th anniversary of Moms in Prayer. It's a celebration of the nations. The Bible say that the Lord is looking for someone to get in the gap and pray, someone to believe what he is saying. And when we come together, that's what happened. We encourage one another to pray, to believe that he is powerful, that he is an unchanging God. And what he says is firm, is firmer even than what we can see with our own eyes. So I will encourage every mom to come out to the 35th anniversary, Awaken Hope, and to celebrate the God that we get to know through every hour of prayer, one time a week for 1 hour. We lift him up for who he is, and that is powerful.
Well, Deanna, thank you for being with us today. I wonder, as we wrap up, if you would pray for us. I know that sometimes it seems like the needs in Central America and sometimes countries around the world seem greater than the needs that are here in America, but that is just not so. We have spiritual needs across the board, and our need for Jesus to show up in our kids' lives is greater than ever. Would you pray for us?
Sure. Dear Lord, I worship you because you are the unchanging God. Mm. We can trust you throughout generations and generations. And I come before you to present every child, every mom that is listening, every school that is going to be impacted by prayer, by intercession. Dear Lord, open our eyes. The waking hope time is here. Lord, to receive from you a touch of your Holy Spirit on our lives, for us to believe. If there's any mom out there that are listening and their faith has growing weak, through this prayer, through this interview, I ask you, dear Lord, to open their eyes and their faith to unchanging God, a God that is more stable than any situation that we could see and go through, that the generation in America can learn to love God once more as the initial of the country, just as though the country was founded on faith. In this last time, end days, we can see a generation rise up in love, rise up in faith throughout prayers, Lord. We ask you in Jesus' name. And we know, Lord, that you are faithful. And we're going to see a revival in schools, in homes, in church. But not only throughout the elder people, but throughout this new generation. In Jesus' name we ask you. Amen.
Amen. And Lord, I pray too for the nation of Belize. Father, I'm asking that you would open up the eyes of the Christian leaders there, the heart, soften the hearts of the pastors, and Father, make room in their hearts for the praying moms. Father, I pray that there would be a great burden on the moms of Belize and across Central America to cry out for revival and spiritual awakening in their homes, in their children, in their motherhood. Father, thank you for Deanna's leadership, and I just ask that you would bless her, that your favor would rest on her, and that she would continue to boast in your hope. We so look forward to seeing each other in October, Lord, and what you will do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Wow. Well, it certainly isn't the first time I've been moved to tears while listening to our guests, but when Deanna said that when God called for Nichols, he was also calling the nations of the world, I could not stop crying. What an incredible God we serve, and what a great example of faith we find in Deanna. Friends, are you a Moms in Prayer mom already? Are you ready to follow God's leadership and begin a group? If not, Deanna said it only takes a booklet and faith, and remember how it was her pastor who told her she would be doing this? Whoa. If you haven't already, would you head over to the website and register your group so we can pray with you? Have you ever given financially to Moms in Prayer? Our ministry goes to incredible lengths to be faithful with every penny. Today is the perfect opportunity to give. We're raising money for the event that Deanna talked about, Awaken Hope, that will be happening in Southern California in October. You can give by texting the word STEWARD to 41444. That's the word STEWARD to 41444. It's that easy. Or you can always go to the website at momsinprayer.org. Finally, have you considered coming to Awaken Hope? Can you imagine the gift it will be to see all those women of the world who are prayer warriors just like you? I'll be there, and I would love to meet you, hug your neck, and introduce you to the women of the world. You can find all the details at momsinprayer.org. Moms are making a difference, friends. Moms taking steps of faith and not knowing where it will lead. Moms just like you. See you next week.